10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Just It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Game three of this series and game three of the second half of 2023. Welcome to San Antonio, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network and alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. My name's Josh Warden. We're back in San Antonio once again as the Missions, the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres, play host to the Texas Rangers AA squad of the Frisco Rough Riders, having split the first two games between the Missions and Rough Riders, including a 3-2 loss yesterday for Frisco, having taken an early lead in the ballgame, but then did not score after the third inning until a run in the ninth to almost make a comeback. Down two runs in the ninth, scored one, almost scored another, but left the tying run at third base and fell 3-2 last night here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. We'll rematch tonight at 7:05 with Jack Leiter taking the hill for the Rough Riders. Jack with a 4.03 earned run average, has been lowering that as the season has gone along. And he's already up to 80 strikeouts this season. There's only two pitchers in the Texas League who have totaled more punch-outs than Jack Leiter this season. He looks for his third win of the year. He's 2-3 on the season. Opposite him is Jared Kolar. He's getting his AA debut tonight. He's been pitching at the high-A level with the Padres affiliate in Fort Wayne. Really good season so far for Kolar. 1.67 earned run average for the undrafted free agent out of Rutgers in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Also 4 years at Seton Hill. Not Seton Hall, Seton Hill, the Division II university. So after throwing 37 innings at the high A level this year with 35 strikeouts and just 6 walks, Jared Kolar makes it up to Double A and begins his stint with the San Antonio Missions tonight as the starter against Frisco. Again, 7:05, our first pitch this evening, with the Rough Riders looking to improve to 34-37. San Antonio is currently 38-33. They won the first half title. They're already in the playoffs, regardless of what happens over the next 67 games. Frisco, meanwhile, is trying to claim the second half title, and they're 1-1 so far since the midway point. Well, we'll talk with Trevor Hover when we return. Sat down with him earlier today and chatted with the first baseman slash corner outfielder, a product of Arizona State University, a native of the Grand Canyon State, former New York Yankees draft pick, and then traded over to the Rangers in the Joey Gallo deal. And Trevor Hover chats about his good start to the series so far. Hover with 3 hits on Wednesday and another one yesterday. So far in the series, 3 walks, and he's 4-for-6, including a double on his 200th at-bat of the season back on Wednesday. And he leads the team on this roster with 40 walks as well. So Trevor Hover joins us next year on the pregame show. It is Frisco and San Antonio kicking off at 7:05 tonight from Nelson W. Wolf. Trevor Hover is next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Okay, welcome back to San Antonio. We are set for game three of this series between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Joined by Trevor Hover here on the pregame show. Good start to the series for Trevor. Well done. Good to see you at the plate and getting on base a lot so far. How have you enjoyed your time just here playing against San Antonio this week, Trevor?
It's been a good start so far. I think yesterday was a tough day. We were hitting some balls right at people, but I think as a team, we've been having really good at-bats the last couple of days, and I think we're going to keep it rolling today.
Do you change your approach much in a park like this where there's not a lot of home runs hit? There haven't been any this series. Do you change much when you're at the plate?
I don't know. Not really. I try not to think about it too much. Obviously, it is a mental thing whenever you see the flags coming in and it's just the ball doesn't fly at all here. But I think just staying simpler and just trying to go left center field or an oppo is just taking your hits whenever you can.
Speaking of going opposite way, I mean, you had three hits on Wednesday, all of them to left field.
Yeah.
How much are you thinking about that at the plate to purposely go to left? Obviously, it's a complicated thing. Tell me about your mentality.
No, I think it's just kind of how I'm being pitched. I think people know that I can hit the inside pitch very well. So I think just kind of taking my hits where I can get them. If they're throwing me outside, just kind of going with it to left field and just taking my hits when I can.
When you are hitting inside pitches, do you feel like you're pulling those balls more in particular?
I think so, yeah. I think I try to stay gap to gap. So I try not to get too pole happy. But I think thinking gap to gap, like right center, left center, really helps me stay through the middle of the field on inside pitches and outside pitches.
And Trevor Hover joining us here, had a game three of this series. Wasn't the only thing you've done well. I mean, four hits and a few free passes as well. You also got your first stolen base of the season. How was that to get a steal this year?
It was good. I credit that to Louie. Yeah. I saw him getting off second base pretty good, and I was like, he's probably gonna go right here. So I was just ready to put myself in a scoring position to help the team try to tie it up last night.
A little double steal. Were you worried the catcher would throw to second? He went to third. Were you worried he was gonna throw to second at all?
I don't think so. I think I got too good of a jump where he there was even gonna be a play, so I think he made the right decision because I would have been safe.
Well, there's part one of our conversation with Trevor Hover. He is in the starting lineup today. We'll give you the rest of the starters when we return ahead of game three in San Antonio right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Just a few minutes away from first pitch here in San Antonio, game three of this series that runs through Monday at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The managers just finished up their meeting at home plate with Luke Montz and Carlos Cardoza with the Missions and Rough Riders, respectively. Here are the starting lineups that those two skippers filled out. Leading off for San Antonio and playing shortstop tonight for the first time in this series, Ripken Reyes is at the top of the card with a .422 on base percentage. Batting second, the designated hitter, Michael De La Cruz. Then Juan Fernandez bats third and plays third, a team-leading average of .310. The cleanup man is the center fielder, Daniel Johnson. Cole Cummings bats fifth and plays first base for the Missions. Brandon Valenzuela is the catcher tonight. He'll bat sixth. Justin Farmer follows him up, the right fielder. Just got his double-A debut and gets another game played tonight. Batting eighth in the second baseman is Jake Perez. And hitting ninth is the left fielder, Kervin Pichardo. For the Frisco Rough Riders, it's Aaron Zavala at the top of the lineup. He plays left field tonight for Frisco. Batting second is the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Hitting third and playing center field tonight is Evan Carter. Five hits this series through two games. Thomas DeJacy, the designated hitter tonight. He is the cleanup man, looking to extend a streak, not the hit streak that came to a close yesterday. The longest active streak in all of AA baseball came to an end when he went 0-for-3 with a walk. 15 games in a row with a hit, but it ended yesterday. But with that walk, he extended his on-base streak to 17 games. Then it's Trevor Hauber batting fifth, the designated hitter, followed by Josh Hatcher, who bats sixth and plays first base. Scott Capers is the catcher tonight and the battery mate of Jack Leiter. He will bat seventh for the Rough Riders this evening. And then Chris Cease is after Capers in the lineup. He'll play the hot corner tonight and bat eighth. Jax Biggers is the final man in this Rough Riders lineup. The former eighth-round pick is the second baseman this evening for the Rough Riders. Frisco with two runs yesterday on six hits, no errors, and the San Antonio Missions with three runs on five hits and no errors. Frisco with a little two-out rally in the third inning for a lead, and also an RBI with two outs in the ninth inning to cut the lead down to 3-2, but fell in close fashion 3-2 last night. Well, Zach Bigley has the call when we return for first pitch from San Antonio Game 3 after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take
for the Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris Cease homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022
Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's time for Game 3 of the six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions, as each team took one game of the first two in the series. Aaron Zavala is in from the left side of the plate against Jared Kolar, and we are set for baseball from San Antonio, Texas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. We have a baseball loose down the right field line, and we're having to wait until we're all set to go. Justin Slayton, Rough Riders reliever, runs down, grabs the baseball, hands it to a kid in the first row, and he jogs off the field. Well-known good guy, Justin Slayton, handing out souvenirs early on. All right, here we go. Kolar back into his wind in the first pitch of the game. It's a cross but low to Aaron Zavala, and it's one ball and no strike, 7:06 with the game's first pitch. On a warm day in San Antonio, it's 97 degrees. The 1-0. A low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. A feels like of 101 degrees. Sunshine up above, 13-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field. 2-0. Low off the outside corner, it's three balls and no strikes on the Riders' left fielder, Aaron Zavala. In the leadoff spot today for Frisco, after we've seen him kind of all over the lineup over the course of his time with the Rough Riders. It's his eighth start in the leadoff spot, the 3-0. And it pays off right away. It's inside for ball four, and he finds his way aboard to lead off the game on four pitches. Jared Kolar making his Double-A debut today. Has yet to throw a strike, one batter in, and Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate, hitting 301 on the season with 62 games under his belt this season. Five home runs and 40 runs batted in. Here's the stretch of the initial pitch to Acuna is almost at his helmet. It's one ball and no strikes, riding high and inside. The Rough Riders have three members of the top 10 in batting average in the Texas League. Acuna's ninth. Evan Carter, who's on deck, hitting 305, is seventh. And then Thomas DeJacy hitting 308, is sixth. He cleans up. Another pitch is low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes on Acuna. 4-for-10 in this series so far. He had three hits yesterday. Kolar ready from the stretch, and he fires. Fastball, there it is, on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. And it brings a little cheer from this crowd in San Antonio at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Kolar, the 24-year-old, 6-foot, 195 pounds, out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania. He delivers. Fastball, ground ball, right side. The second baseman, Perez, has got it. Throws on his second, not in time, and it skips away. Backed up by Fernandez, the third baseman, but no one covering third. And Zavala moves up to third base, Acuna to second. So a throwing error on the second baseman, Jake Perez, grabbing it and spinning and throwing wildly to short. The shortstop, Ripken Reyes, who was covering the second base bag, and it got away, but the angle at which he was thrown went out to shallow left field. Juan Fernandez ran out to grab it, the third baseman, and the pitcher, Kolar, was backing up near first base, so he couldn't go to third. And there was no one covering third, so Zavala said, I'll take the extra base, and Acuna, the trail runner, right behind him. So runners at second and third, nobody out in the first inning. Here's Evan Carter in the first pitch. Breaking ball, settles at the top of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1 on the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, Evan Carter, who's hitting 305 this year through 48 games with six home runs and 33 batted in. He's 5-for-9 in the series. The 0-1 pitch. He swings, grounds it hard to first. Cummings swallows it up and steps on the first base bag, fires back to second, and Acuna's back in. So a ground out for Evan Carter, no advancement. Three unassisted, and there's one away. Almost an identical ground ball that we saw to end the ball game last night. The Rough Riders had runners on the corners in a one-run game, trailing 3-2 with Evan Carter up at the plate, and he grounded out to first to end the game. The Rough Riders fell to snap a four-game winning streak. They took the opener 4-2 over these missions, so it's been two very close ball games to start this series. Here's Thomas DeJacy, runners at second and third, and one out in the first inning, no score. They do rule it an infield single for Luis Angel Acuña, by the way. So an infield single and then a throwing error on the second baseman, Jake Perez. Runners at second and third after a hit and an error. And so JC can knock in a pair with a base hit. The pitch. Fastball rides down the middle of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jared Kolar, in his time in High A Fort Wayne, went 5-0 with a 1.67 ERA and 9 appearances, 7 starts. The pitch. He misses high of the zone, and it's 1-1. An undrafted free agent out of Rutgers University, pitched there as a graduate, spent 4 years at Seton Hill University, a D2 school in his hometown of Greensburg, Pennsylvania. The 1-1. Fastball outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. So his Double-A debut today, after pitching in just 16 career minor league games over the last 2 years. And so JC calls time and steps out as the infield trotted in for the Missions. Let's give you that defense for San Antonio. It's Juan Fernandez at third, Ripken Reyes at short, Jake Perez at second, and Cole Cummings at first base. They're all drawn in along the infield. Brandon Valenzuela does the catching today for San Antonio. 1-2 toss. Swing and a miss. So JC strikes out in a slider away. Two outs in the first inning on the first strikeout from Kolar at the AA level. And Trevor Hover steps in, who Josh had on the pregame show today, picking up his first stolen base of the season last night as part of a double steal. Left-handed batter, 4-for-6 in the series. He's very hot at the plate right now. Hover riding a 9-game hitting streak. Stretching the pitch. Fastball rips the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Quickly to finish up that defense, Kirvin Pichardo in left, Daniel Johnson in center, and Justin Farmer in right field for San Antonio. Kolar ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Fastball just outside. It's 1-1. Hover during the 9-game hitting streak, hitting .387. The home run and 4 RBIs, but 10 walks as well in those 9 games. He's been doing that all season. And over .500 on base percentage during that hitting streak. And time is called by the catcher, Valenzuela. Hover steps out. Valenzuela caught Kolar plenty in High A Fort Wayne. Both of those two coming up this week. Runners remain at second and third. The pitch. There's a fly ball in a shallow left center field. Pichardo cutting over from left. He's under it, and he squeezes with two hands to put the Riders to bed in the first. Oh, Frisco threatens with two in scoring position, but cannot score them. No runs on a hit, one error, and two left on. We're into the bottom of the first inning. It's Frisco nothing. Jack Leiter to the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Jack Leiter back with the Rough Riders, and he takes the ball in the bottom half of the first inning with Frisco held scoreless in the top half of the first. It's Ripken Reyes, Michael De La Cruz, and Juan Fernandez in the bottom half of the first for San Antonio. Jack Leiter, fresh off the development list, missing his start last week, is set to go. He winds back and delivers home to Reyes. A swing and a miss and a fastball first pitch, and it's 0-1. Jack Leiter, fastball, curveball, slider, and change. He's the number 5 prospect in the Rangers organization, according to MLB.com. The 0-1. Fastball, strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2 on Reyes. Leiter, over his last 8 starts, 2-1, a 2.68 ERA. He's holding opponents to just a 1.64 batting average. The 0-2. Inside, and he hit him on the, looked like it was the right leg. No, Ripken Reyes on all fours, trying to walk that one off. And the trainer for San Antonio, David Bryan, jogging out and trying to intercept him on his way to first base, but he's walking over that way. Leiter hits Reyes to begin the ballgame. It's the fourth batter that Leiter has hit this year. And on an 0-2 pitch, that's not what you want to see. A runner at first base for Michael De La Cruz.
91 miles an hour in the back of the knee, and he continues to add on to his league lead in hit-by-pitches, 26 of them on the season.
That being Reyes, of course.
Reyes, yes, not Jack Leiter.
De La Cruz in from the left side. Here's the stretch, and Leiter delivers. Swinging a chopper right side. Leiter's got it. Only played a first. He underhand flips it to Hatcher, and it's in time for the first down. Reyes down to second base on the play. One out, and Juan Fernandez makes his way in. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Juan Fernandez, 4-for-8 in this series. He's killed Rough Riders pitching this year, hitting .345 head-to-head against Frisco on the season. His .310 batting average coming in fifth in the Texas League. Reyes leading off of second. Leiter ready from the stretch, and he kicks home. Fastball whacked in the air down the right field line. Hover giving chase, and he watched it go foul. Oh, and a young fan brought his glove, and it went in and out of his glove, but he was able to grab it right below him. And it's 0-1 on Fernandez. Jack Leiter making his 14th start of the season, 2-3 with a 4.03 ERA in 60 and a third innings, 80 strikeouts, second most in the Texas League. He has the highest strikeout rate in the Texas League at 32% of the hitters he sees, he strikes out. He stretches and kicks back towards second base, no throw. Reyes back in easily. Over those last 8 games, which have been dominant for Leiter, 51 strikeouts in 40 and a third innings. He stretches, first base side of the rubber, and delivers home. Fastball hit foul back behind home plate, 0-2. Leiter, the 23-year-old, 6'1", 205-pounder. Former second overall selection out of Vanderbilt University in 2021. Born in Plantation, Florida, grew up in Summit, New Jersey. Here's the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch to Fernandez. Way off the outside corner with a slider, Capers made a nice backhanded stop in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Check out the defense behind Leiter today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. Chris Cease at third, Luis Angel Acuna marks shortstop. Jax Biggers holds Reyes close at second base, while Josh Hatcher is at first. And Scott Capers does the catching for Jack Leiter tonight. 1-2, the pitch, cut on and missed for strike 3. A fastball off the outer edge, and Jack Leiter has his first strikeout. It's the second out of the first inning, and Daniel Johnson climbs to the plate. That fastball is always key for Leiter. The fastball command usually dictates how Leiter goes over the course of his start. If that fastball command is on, he's got a good start usually. If it's off, well, it could be a bit of a question mark. Left-handed batter, the righty's pitch. Flicked foul off the hands into the netting above the Mission's dugout left side. It's 0-1. And with a fastball up and in on the center fielder Johnson, the former big leaguer, 2-for-7 in the series, 249 hitter on the season. Runner at second, no score, bottom half of the first inning here in San Antonio, Texas. Leiter stretches, kicks home. Fastball just inside, 1-1. Mentioned Scott Capers doing the catching for Leiter tonight. It's his 11th time he's caught him in his 14 starts. Leiter has a 4.15 ERA when Capers catches him. Stretch in the pick. High with a fastball, and it's 1-2, and make it 2-1. Reyes has good speed at second. He takes his lead. The Rough Riders left two aboard on the offensive side in the first, and Leiter trying to strand one here. The pitch cut on and missed, and it's 2-2. Another good fastball. We don't have the radar gun here in San Antonio. The radar gun out in left center field is very inaccurate and very seldom a miles per hour actually pops up on the board as well. So the fastball appears to be pretty lively so far just from the swings and misses we've seen from San Antonio hitters. Leiter ready from the stretch, looks back, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him up an inside corner. And Leiter picks up two strikeouts and a scoreless first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on second base. We go to the top of the second, scoreless between the Rough Riders and Missions in Game 3 of this series from San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning, Josh Hatcher leads it off for the Rough Riders in a scoreless game, Rough Riders and Missions. Happy you're with us on what turned out to be a very lovely day for baseball. First pitch from Kolar is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Hatcher playing in his sixth game with the Rough Riders. He's hit safely in all five so far. The wind back in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Change speeds on him, and it's 0-2. Hatcher, six for his first 16 so far in those five games, with a homer and four RBIs. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down, though, and inside, and he swung over the top of it for strike three. Second strikeout for Kolar, and there's one out in the second. That brings Scott Capers to the plate. Well, the Rough Riders had been swinging the stick very, very well over the three-game winning streak they had to finish off this series at home against Springfield. Wind back in the pitch. Fastball rides low, and it's 1-0 with runs of 7 and above in those three games. But then you come here to San Antonio where offense has come to die. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up, left side of the infield. The third baseman Fernandez charging in. It's the catcher Valenzuela, who circles under it, makes the catch in foul ground. Just to the left of the dirt circle from our perspective, and there are two outs in the second inning. And Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. No score, Riders and Missions. Rough Riders offense has not necessarily come to die here, but it certainly has been diminished from the hot hitting we saw in those last three games against Springfield. Four runs in the opener. Here's the windback and the pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. And then in yesterday's game, just two runs. Did have 11 hits, though, in the opening game of this series. The right-hander peels back and delivers. Fastball outside corner, a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. So we'll see if the Rough Riders can find a little bit more offense here in this game today. The 1-1. Check swing, strike call in the outside corner. It's 1-2. Bases clear and two outs. It's going to be tough against Jared Kolar, who, as we talked about, was dominant at the high A level with Fort Wayne. A 1.67 ERA. He allowed just a 2.10 opponent batting average. Pitch shuttles low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Kolar, after he finished his fifth year in college at Rutgers, was not drafted. The 2-2. Breaking ball low and away, and it's 3-2 now with two outs. He went and played independent ball at Moorhead City in the Coastal Plains League, and then there he got the call by the Padres. Started playing last year. The 3-2 cut on and missed for strike three in the dirt with a breaking ball, and Cease strikes out. Three strikeouts through two innings for Jared Kolar, and he's pitched two shutout frames to begin his Double-A debut. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We roll to the bottom of the second inning. It's Frisco nothing and San Antonio nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Nothing, nothing, our score to the bottom of the second inning. Jack Leiter on the mound for Frisco again after two strikeouts in a scoreless first. Cole Cummings leads it off in the five spot. Here's the windback and the pitch to the left-handed batter from the righty. Fastball cut on and missed above the belt, and it's 0-1. Cole Cummings, Brennan Valenzuela, and Justin Farmer, the three due up in this second for San Antonio. 0-1 toss. Fouled straight back to the netting, and it's 0-2. And Leiter did a wonderful job filling up the strike zone in that first inning. Leiter, 13 pitches, 9 strikes in the first. Only base running allowed was a hit batter of Ripken Reyes with an 0-2 count to lead off the game. The 0-2. Inside, nearly hit him, or did he? Yeah, he did. Deja vu all over again. He hit him with a breaking ball. Looked like the curve spiked down in the left-handed batter's box and just nicked him on the front leg. So Leiter, for the second consecutive inning to open the frame on an 0-2 pitch, hits a batter. Yeah, it looked like he got him on the top of the right foot, actually. Very unlike Jack Leiter. And here's Brandon Valenzuela, another lefty. The pitch, cut on and missed. A back pick down to first. Not in time. 0-1. Leiter came in with just three hit by pitches all season, and he's hit two in the first two innings. Pull side shift on the infield. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball inside edge, a called strike, and it's 0-2 on Valenzuela, who's 0-4 to start his AA career with a couple walks. Made his debut a few nights ago. Leiter from the stretch in the 0-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. A lot of swings and misses so far for Leiter as well. That's four already through the first six batters he's faced. He's second in the league in swinging strike rate. 15% of the pitches that he throws gets a swing and miss. The 0-2. Breaking ball hit high in the air, deep down the right field line. Hover to the warning track, reaches out, can't get it. It hits off the track and up over the fence. A ground rule double. Brandon Valenzuela emphatically picks up his first career AA hit with a ground rule double to right field off Jack. And there are runners at second and third and nobody out in the second inning for San Antonio. Justin Farmer hits. He got a pitch on the inside corner and just turned on it. Farmer made his AA debut last night, went 0-3 with three strikeouts. Leiter in a bit of trouble here in the second inning. He's seen plenty of the San Antonio Missions team. A little stoppage of play as it looks like Capers had some trouble with his equipment, and he's good to go behind the plate. This is the seventh time that Leiter is starting against San Antonio over the last 2 years in his minor league career. Right-handed batter and Justin Farmer, the pitch. Popped up foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Leiter 0-2 with a 4.44 ERA in his previous six appearances against San Antonio. This season, he's making his third start against the Missions. A 1.74 ERA, allowing just two runs in 10 and a third innings. The offering, swing and a miss, blew it right by him, and it's 0-2. He had one of the best starts of his season his last time out against the Missions, allowing just one run on two hits over six innings on 80 pitches. He filled up the strike zone just as he's doing so far tonight. He's gone 0-2 on each of the first three hitters in this second inning. The first two reached. Runners at second and third, the 0-2. Fastball, strike three called. Outside corner at the belt. Justin Farmer strikes out looking, and it's the third strikeout for Jack Leiter. One out, and here's Jake Perez. You give up a double every now and again, and that's okay. It's the two-hit batters that have been a little troublesome for Leiter so far, with Reyes reaching second base in the first inning, and Cummings the lead runner right now at third. So Jake Perez bats the pitch. Fastball at the knees for a strike to the right-handed batter, and it's 0-1. Perez had a late appearance in this series in Game 1. Not a starter initially. Came in for an injured Connor Hollins. The 0-1. Rides up and in on him, and it's one ball and one strike. Perez is playing in just his fifth game here at the AA level after coming up from High A Fort Wayne. 2-for-11 in his time here in San Antonio. Leiter the 1-1 pitch. Fastball dots the lower edge. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes on Perez. And this is a Jack Leiter that we have longed to see attacking and throwing a ton of strikes. Infield comes in now with two strikes for the Rough Riders and one out. Runners at second and third, no score in the bottom of the second. Leiter delivers home. Swing and a miss. Got him high and away for strike three. Jack Leiter with his fourth strikeout. And there are two outs in the second. Here's Kirby Pichardo. Kirby Pichardo. In from the right side. The pitch. He swings and drills it to deep left field. Zavala can't find it. It's over his head, and it's gone. A three-run home run for Pichardo, his second here at the AA level, and it's 3-0 Missions. Well, Pichardo got into it on the first pitch of fastball from Leiter, and he took it for a ride into deep left field. Top of the order now in Ripken Reyes. So it's been a wind back in the first pitch. It's low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes on Reyes. It's been the great and the bad from Jack Leiter so far in this game. Two hit by pitches, two hard hit balls, but four strikeouts. He deals in the 1-0. A bunt foul back behind home on the ground, and it's 1-1. Kervin Pichardo, a three-run home run, and that's been the Achilles heel for Leiter this year. That's the 11th home run he's seeded on the season. It's tied now for third in the league. The 1-1 pitch. High, and it's two balls and one strike. A 3-0 San Antonio in a blink of an eye. And it looked like after the first two runners had reached, he struck out the next two batters in a combined seven pitches. It looked like he turned things around. The pitch home. A swing and a ground ball, top to second. Biggers has got it, sets his feet, and throws him out to retire the side. But the damage done in this second inning. A three-run home run by Kervin Pichardo. And it's 3-0 San Antonio Missions. We go to the top of the third inning next. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jax Biggers to lead off for the Frisco Rough Riders. Top half of the third inning, Frisco giving up three runs. Last half inning, a trail 3-0. And the first pitch from Jared Kolar is right down the middle. Strike one to the nine-hole hitter for the Rough Riders. Jax Biggers will be followed by Aaron Zavala, the leadoff man, and then Luis Angel Acuna. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It is a bit low. And a 1-1 count to the second baseman, Jax Biggers, hitting .215 on the season thus far. The shadows now covering the entire playing surface. A 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball upstairs. Two balls and a strike to Jax Biggers. 97 degrees at first pitch. It has not cooled down much. Just a half hour into this ball game. The 2-1 offering is swung on and missed. Darted under the barrel of Jax Biggers, took a cut from the left side. And doesn't get it against Jared Kolar, who has gone two scoreless innings, albeit with some traffic back in the first inning. Stranding runners at second and third that frame, and then went 1-2-3 last inning. The 2-2 pitch to Biggers, another breaking ball. This one finds the inside part of the zone just barely, and Jax Biggers is down looking. A leadoff strikeout for Jared Kolar, his fourth of the evening thus far. And with one out in the third inning, the base is empty. Aaron Zavala is next. 3-0 Missions at home. These two teams splitting the first pair of games at Nelson W. Wolf. First pitch is, again, on the inside corner, giving the that inside part of the zone, Clay Williams, tank strike three on Biggers, and that one looked even a bit more inside to Zavala. 0-1. The pitch is outside, 1-1. Williams set up on the inside part of the plate to left-hand hitters Biggers and Zavala, and he's giving that inside corner to both of them. 1-1 pitch to Zavala, swings and taps it at the plate, foul on a pitch that was on the inside corner. He swings to protect. First swing that he has taken today. He walked on four pitches back in the first inning to lead off this ballgame. He was later stranded at third. A 1-2 pitch, swings and fights it off, spoiling that fastball behind third base and a foul ball. And still a 1-2 count to the number 8 prospect in the Rangers organization. 1-2. He swings and whacks a ball to right field, dunks down in front of Farmer, base hit. A good two-strike approach from Aaron Zavala to find a pitch a little bit over the plate. And he singles to right field with one out and brings up Luis Angel Acuña. So Acuña, who singled in the infield for the Rough Riders back in the first inning and advanced on an error, is now at the plate for his second appearance versus Jared Kolar. Runner at first with one away. Top half of the third inning for the Rough Riders. Middle infield pinches towards double play combo. The first offering is low and away. And ball one to Acuña. A good series so far. Five hits this week in San Antonio for the Venezuelan Acuña. And the younger brother of Ronald, of course. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Luis Angel. It is just on the outside corner. Nuzzles the edge for strike one. He's 5-for-11 is Luis Angel Acuña. Yesterday totaling three hits, including a double. Zavala his lead from first. The 1-1 pitch to Acuña is swung on and missed. He went almost the entire way around. Swung a bit late and knew halfway through he wasn't going to make contact. Just strike two on Acuña. That double was Frisco's only extra base hit yesterday in what turned out to be a 3-2 loss. But a good day for Acuña. The 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball that's under the zone. Good eye from Acuña to see that one was going to go just beneath the zone. And ball two, 2-2 the count to the right-hand hitter from a right-hand pitcher in Jared Kolar. Runner at first for the Rough Riders with one away. Trailing 3-0 to the Missions in the third inning. From the stretch, Kolar deals a slider hit on the ground towards the right side, fielded by Perez. His only play is at first. He makes that one and puts away Acuña for the second out of the inning. Aaron Zavala scoots to second on the sequence. And that'll bring up Evan Carter. So 3-0 San Antonio in the top of the third. And with Acuña's ground out, putting two outs on the board, Carter is next. Himself 0-for-1 with a ground out, but he's still 5-for-10 this series with five singles. Infield moves over to the right. The initial pitch of this at-bat is taking a breaking ball in the outside corner and strike one. 2-for-5 yesterday for Carter, upping his batting average just a bit, hitting over 300. So 2-for-5 will raise it, but not all that much better than what he typically does. The one strike pitch to the left-hand hitter, actually a throw back to second, and Zavala gets his right hand under the tag of Ripken Reyes and is safe on the pickoff move. Evan Carter, seventh in the Texas League with that 305 batting average. Is behind 0-1, looking to score Aaron Zavala with two outs. Here's the offering, a breaking ball. He pops up on the infield. Jared Kolar looking up at it. He'll give way to the catcher, and in foul ground, Valenzuela makes the play, and the inning is over. A one-out single for Aaron Zavala, but he is stranded at second base, and the Rough Riders are scoreless through three innings. To the bottom of the third, San Antonio leads it 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third inning in San Antonio. Welcome back to Nelson W. Old Municipal Stadium on the Riders Baseball Network. San Antonio has equaled the largest lead of the series for either team. It's 3-0. And the series split one game apiece. In the bottom of the third, Jack Leiter returns to the hill. And facing the top half of the order, Michael De La Cruz will lead off. Juan Fernandez is next, and Daniel Johnson will also come to the plate in the third inning. Jack Leiter from the wides, the former Vanderbilt Commodore, tosses in the first pitch. Just misses outside at ball one to De La Cruz, the designated hitter tonight. It's Jack Leiter, who's been better as the season has gone along, lowered his batting average allowed to .208. 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled right back. And strike one on De La Cruz, 1-1 to count. 208 the average off of Jack Leiter. That is top three in the Texas League this season. He readies for the 1-1 offering to Michael De La Cruz. And from the wind, here it comes. A fastball that had good life, but it's low in ball two. Only two players better in terms of batting average allowed, and one of them was his teammate, Owen White. Up to the AAA level, he had a .205 average at the AA class when White was pitching for the Rough Riders. The 2-1 offering is cut on and missed. Big fastball from Jack Leiter, top of the zone, and Michael De La Cruz doesn't catch up. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff man in the third inning. With the outfield still mostly in the sun, the infield pretty much completely in the shadows here in San Antonio. The two-strike pitch, a breaking ball hit on the ground, right side. Hatcher dives for it. First baseman snares it, underhands to Leiter. He gets there in time and puts away De La Cruz. Great play by Josh Hatcher, lunging out, belly flopping on the dirt. Jack Biggers was the second baseman running behind him. He might have gotten to that ball had Hatcher not been there. But Hatcher was there, and Jack Leiter fielded his position, covering first base. And it's a 3-1 put out to the leadoff man. Now Juan Fernandez is next with the bases empty. 3-0 San Antonio in front in the third. First pitch, Fernandez watches outside at ball one. Fernandez struck out on a fastball back in the first inning. He is leading the team in batting average. Has 11 doubles tied for the team lead. A 1-0 pitch. Swings and a hard ground ball up the third baseline. A fair ball over the bag. Kicks off the wall along the left field side. He digs for second. The throw in from Zavala is not in time. Biggers put the tag on him on a bang-bang play at second. Pretty good throw from Zavala that bounced into the glove of Biggers. And Fernandez, if he was safe, just a quarter of a second ahead of the tag, and he gets a hustle double with one out. Just barely fair. And just barely safe at second. It was close, but he was in there safe. And so with one out, a man in scoring position for the Missions. First pitch to Daniel Johnson, a big cut and a miss. 3-0 San Antonio, having put up those three runs all last inning. Now in the bottom of the third, third hit of the day for San Antonio. Hernandez, his lead from second, being held near the back by Acuna. The 0-1 pitch is popped up on the infield. Acuna looking for it, so is Ciso, as Capers. It's behind home plate, in fact, and will get into the stands. The wind blowing in from center field. That one might have stayed in the field of play had it not been for the wind coming in from center, and it pushes it into the first row. And strike two on Daniel Johnson. 2-for-8 on the series. From Vallejo, California, played at New Mexico State. 27-year-old has to protect with no balls and two strikes. Made it to the major leagues with Cleveland, originally drafted by the Nationals in the fifth round. The 0-2 pitch to Daniel Johnson is swung on and missed. Jack Leiter puts him away on three pitches. Big strikeout for Jack Leiter, his fifth of the evening. Trying to strand a runner in scoring position. Cole Cummings is the batter, who is the first player to score tonight for either team. He got hit by a pitch last inning. Leiter hit the leadoff man in the first and second innings, both of them on 0-2 pitches. He did not do that here in the third inning, got a ground out, but still some trouble, a man at second with two down. The first pitch, it's inside, almost hit Cummings again, just escaping the shins of the left-hand hitter. 237 average for the first baseman Cummings. Five doubles and a trio of long balls for Cummings. Lanky left-hand hitter at 6'2". Here's the pitch. He swings and misses late. 1-1 from Jack Leiter. Already with five strikeouts this evening. And he does well once he gets ahead of batters. On 0-2 pitches, he has not allowed a hit all season long, which makes those hit-by-pitches even more problematic earlier today, since he's normally been so good on 0-2 pitches. Here's the 1-1 offering. Cummings swings and misses, and now he's got two strikes on him. Jack Leiter with 1-2 counts this season, a batting average allowed of just 111 this season. So 0-2, he's been perfect. 1-2, 111 the average. 2-2 pitches, it's under 100. Whatever it is, as long as there's two strikes, he has been really hard to hit. And he has two strikes on Cole Cummings. Man at second and two down. Here's the pitch. It is just off the outside. And ball two to Cole Cummings. Hernandez doubled with one out. He's at second base. Looking to score an insurance run for the Missions here in the third inning. Two balls, two strikes, and two down. Jack Leiter comes set out of the stretch. He comes home. The runner goes. A line drive down the right side. Foul into the sixth row. Hernandez was digging for third. He will jog back to second. He's not a big base stealer. He's only attempted 8 on the season through 71 games. He's been successful 6 out of those 8 times. That would have been the 9th attempt, but a hit and run and a foul ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs once again. Jack Leiter is set. Looks back at second. He kicks and comes home when a fastball lifted to left. Zavala running in on it. Cease running back. The third baseman looks. He reaches out and he makes the catch. Tumbling, colliding with Zavala, and the inning is over. Zavala running in from left, and he took the legs out of Chris Cease. They both get up and jog out. Zavala taps Cease on the back and says, I guess we're all good. Cease made the play. It'll go down as a foul out to the third baseman. And the inning ends in scoreless fashion. A hit, one runner left on, no errors, no score for the Missions, and we head to the fourth, 3-0 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Ajayi leads off to begin the fourth inning for San Antonio. 3-0 Missions in front. Jared Kolar ready to go, and the righty comes home. And the first pitch at the belt, strike one. Through three complete innings from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, the Rough Riders with no runs on two hits and no errors thus far. The 0-1 pitch catches the outside corner on a curveball. It's 1-1. Or pardon me, 0-2. San Antonio with three runs on three hits and one error. The two-strike pitch is inside, and Sajacy gets a ball. 1-2 the count, looking to increase his on-base streak to 18 games this season. Just snapped his 15-game hit streak. The 1-2 pitch, he swings, and a high fly ball to right. Farmer running back, the right fielder to the warning track, but he's able to make the catch. And puts his right hand up against the wall after grabbing it. A long fly ball. But yet another out as this park continues to hold just about every fly we've seen this series, save for a three-run home run back in the second inning today. But that was the first homer this week in San Antonio, and that's why the Missions lead at 3-0. Well, Trevor Hover at the plate. He flew out back in the first inning. First pitch to him is underneath the zone, ball one. 3-0 San Antonio in the top of the fourth. This Missions team utilizing the large confines and the pitcher-friendly ballpark. A 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner for strike one. A 4.33 earned run average for the Missions this season. Only Tulsa has a lower ERA for their pitching staff in the Texas League. 1-1 pitch, top of the zone, and strike two to Trevor Hover with one out. The base is empty. A lot of fly balls for San Antonio pitchers. Only one team has a lower rate of ground ball outs. 1-2 pitch. Hover slashes it foul on the third base side to stay alive. And because of those fewer ground balls being part of the reason San Antonio turns very few double plays, there's only one team that has turned fewer twin killings. The 1-2 offering is low in the dirt, and Hover has an even count, two balls and two strikes. So if you're going to be a pitching staff that gets a lot of fly balls, this is the park to do it in. Wind oftentimes blowing in, and it's not easy to hit homers here in San Antonio. The 2-2 pitch. Hover swings. A line drive over the second baseman, Perez. Base hit. Rolls into the glove of the right fielder, Farmer. And Hover has his first hit of the day, his fifth of the series. And a one-out single for Trevor Hover. Slashed a two-strike pitch into right field. And now Josh Hatcher is next. 3-0 San Antonio in the top half of the fourth inning. And Trevor Hover to a 10-game streak now in terms of hitting. And really good this series. 5-for-8 on the week in San Antonio. Makes a good size lead from first. And the first pitch to Hatcher. Breaking ball. He goes after it and misses. Struck out on a breaking ball back in the second inning. He has seen four pitches today, all for strikes. One out and a runner aboard for the Rough Riders, trailing 3-0 in the fourth inning. Jared Kolar set. The righty deals another breaking ball. This one misses outside. 1-1 the count to the first baseman, Hatcher. 24 years old, Hatcher. His first double-A experience over the last week. Drafted just last year. A 1-1 pitch. He swings a ground ball towards second to the right side of Perez. He throws to first and puts away Hatcher and moves Hover up to second. As that ball took Perez away from second base, so no chance for a double play. And Hatcher is out. It brings up Scott Capers. Well, an identical start to last inning. The leadoff man got out. The second guy singled. The third guy grounded out to the second baseman that advanced the runner to second. All those things are true of the third inning and the fourth. Frisco then got a foul out to end the frame last inning. They'll try to do something different here. First pitch, Capers looks at it. It's a strike on the outside. 0-1.
And this is already their fifth at-bat with runners in scoring position. They have not had a hit with runners in scoring position.
was 2 for 10 yesterday in those scenarios. The 0-1 to Capers is just above the belt, breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Capers still looking for his first home run in the month of June. It'll be tough to get his first. This is the last day of June and playing in the pitcher-friendly confines of the Wolf. Here's the 1-1 offering. He swings at a breaking ball and misses. A foul tip, in fact, and strike two on Scott Capers. Trevor Hover standing at second base. If they score him, the lead would still be two for San Antonio, but just to get Frisco on the board would be big here in the fourth inning. 3-0 missions. A 1-2 pitch from Kolar to Capers. Breaking ball, got him looking. Strike three. Cuts the plate, and Capers is down. And Frisco gets one hit, but no runs. One left on, no errors. And we're done with 3.5 innings. It's the Missions leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Great day for baseball here in San Antonio. Still a half hour away from sunset. And the Rough Riders back out in the field in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jack Leiter to the hill, facing the middle part of the San Antonio order. Six-hole hitter Brandon Valenzuela to come in. 3-0 missions in the bottom of the fourth inning. Valenzuela, Justin Farmer, and Jake Perez will be the hitters. Jack Leiter warmed up, was ready to go for the bottom of the fourth inning, and then started to indicate something to the dugout. Chris Cease is walking off the field and is now talking with Ichi Takazawa, the trainer for the Rough Riders. I'm not sure what Chris Cease's issue is, but after warming up in between innings, something apparently is the matter with Chris Cease, the third baseman.
Well, remember, he collided with Aaron Zavala last inning. Yeah. And didn't have an at-bat. And so this is his first time up and moving around since then, so he has to come out.
So he walks off the field and into the dugout. Carlos Cardoza walks over to the manager, the home plate umpire, and the manager, Cardoza, is apparently informing him of a change. Nick Tanelu will come in. He has played third base. They could also swap him over to first and put bigger, you know, anywhere you want to go. There's some versatility there, but it looks like it'll be Nick Tanelu coming in. And will bat in the 8-hole for Chris Cease. Cease would have been the leadoff man next inning. So Tanelu has to come off the bench cold, and it looks like he'll just be a straight swap at third base for Chris Cease. It's too bad to see Cease have to come out. He made that catch at the end of last inning. There was a runner at second and saved a run down the foul territory. It probably would have been a foul ball, in fact, but a nice way to end the inning, and Cease held on to the ball, having run into the left fielder Aaron Zavala right as he was making the catch. He did get up and jog back in, but like Zach said, didn't have to take an AB in the last half inning. And now walks off the field, and hopefully he'll be okay, but that is the end of the night for the former first round pick, Chris Cease. So it's Nick Tanelu at third. And Now Jack Leiter is ready to go to face Brandon Valenzuela. 3-0 Missions in the fourth. The first pitch is down for ball one. Valenzuela making it up from the high A level this year. First chance at double A here this series against the Rough Riders. Got his first hit earlier today. 1-0 pitch from Jack Leiter. It swung on and missed. Big cut from Valenzuela, who had a ground rule double in the second inning. So he's 1-for-1 today, 1-for-5 on the series. With a pair of walks and a hit by pitch. Left-hand hitter. Looks in for the 1-1 pitch. Leiter deals. Another swing, a whack to right center field. Hover running over. He reaches out. It's past him and bounces to the wall. Valenzuela digs for second. The throw back in is not close. And he's got two doubles today. His first two hits at the double-A level. Rolled all the way to the wall in about four hops to right center field. A pole side yank from Brandon Valenzuela. Hover was in the vicinity of it, but it was still a good 4 or 5 feet away from him by the time it landed. And so a leadoff two-bagger for Brandon Valenzuela. The catcher is aboard. Justin Farmer is next for San Antonio. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0 Missions with nobody out. First pitch, breaking ball splits the plate, and it's strike one. So Valenzuela hitting with a lot more power. He was at the high A level this year. And last year, he raised his slugging percentage about 100 points from last season to this one at the high A. The 0-1 pitch is lifted into center field. Carter running to right center, a little bit back. He makes the catch. Valenzuela tags. The throw in from center is cut off. And a productive out for Justin Farmer flying to center field. And Valenzuela advances to third base. One out in the inning for San Antonio, trying to create a four-run advantage. Jake Perez is the batter with a 3-0 Missions lead, bottom half of the fourth. Jack Leiter, who has stranded a runner in scoring position in the first and third innings, almost did it in the second as well. He had two in scoring position with nobody out, struck two guys out, but then allowed a home run. That's why San Antonio is up 3-0. First pitch is just off the outside, and ball one to Jake Perez. He was that second strikeout victim back in the second inning with two runners in scoring position. He has a runner at third this time. Infield is in for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 pitch swung on and a hard hit fly to left center field. Carter running back. He has a beat on it. Catches, but it'll score a run. Into the left center gap. He puts it away, but no momentum towards home and pretty deep in left center. Valenzuela trots in. It's a sack fly for Jake Perez. The Missions are up 4-0. So after Valenzuela doubled to right center, he advances two bases, one on a fly out to center and the other also on a fly out to center. The latter for a sack fly. And now Gervin Pichardo, the batter, with the bases cleared. 4-0 Missions in the home half of the fourth inning. Pichardo had the home run back in the second to break the scoreless tie. Now the first pitch since then to him. It swung on, hit the back of Jack Leiter. He stays on his feet. It bounces to third and no play for Nick Tanaloo. Hit him on the nameplate, right on the jersey number. He does not seem to be in any pain, but a scary moment for Jack Leiter to get pegged on the back on a liner right back to him. And he turned away from it, hit him square in the back, and bounced towards third base. It'll be a single for Gervin Pichardo. John Gobu, the pitching coach, walks out. Leiter stayed on his feet and not only stayed up, but immediately started looking for the ball, which is a good sign that he had the whereabouts to try to make a play on it. But regardless, he seems to be, in good spirits. He kind of tapped towards his shoulder to say it hit me kind of near the back of the right shoulder, middle of the back area for Jack Leiter. Scary moment for the second overall pick from a couple of years ago.
Luckily, it was hit off the end of the bat, so yeah. It wasn't a super, super hard hit line drive, but anything that's coming back at any velocity is going to hurt for sure. And he's going to throw a couple warm-up tosses.
It was just 60 feet, 6 inches from the slab to the plate, and after he released that ball coming in towards home, it's a line drive at about 56 feet away and hit him on the back. Steps back on the rubber, and we'll see if that right arm is fine. Throws a pitch to Scott Capers. So Pichardo singles with two outs. He's been a thorn to Jack Leiter's side. A home run and a line drive off of the back of Jack Leiter for Pichardo today. Jack throws a pitch and will stay in this ballgame. It's a healthy round of applause from the fans here in San Antonio. Good sportsmanship from them. Ripken Reyes is the batter, top of the order for the Missions. This is the third time through the lineup for Jack Leiter. Leiter's 56th pitch of the day is on the inside corner and strike one. So Jack, who gave up a leadoff double, a sack fly scored Valenzuela. 4-0 San Antonio in the bottom of the fourth inning. Leiter, just good to see him healthy and continuing in this ballgame. He kicks and comes home, and a line drive back behind home plate. And foul, it's 0-2. Leiter now charged with the four earned runs this evening. So far, it's given up five hits, trying to finish out the fourth inning. He has not walked a batter, but he has hit two. The two-strike pitch, it swung on a ground ball foul in between the first baseman Hatcher and the first base coaching box. Still two strikes on Ripken Reyes, who was one of those hit batters on an 0-2 pitch back in the first inning. It's 26th hit by pitch this season, more than any other in the Texas League. The man at first for the Missions with two down. Jack Leiter working from the stretch. He gets his sign from Scott Capers. And now he delivers the 0-2 offering. A high pitch for ball one from Leiter. And 1-2 to Ripken Reyes, native of Bremerton, Washington, but grew up in Stockton, California. Born in 97, and his family moved down to Cali in the year 2000. Hits from the left side against Jack Leiter. The pitch is high. The runner go. The throw to second, and the tag not in time. The ball got to second base just a beat ahead of Pichardo with a throw a little bit high. And Acuna couldn't swipe the tag down in time to put away Pichardo, who gets the stolen base. And now Ripken Reyes has a man in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. He had an 0-2 count on Ripken Reyes for the second time today. He hit him back in the first inning on an 0-2 pitch. This time he misses twice high. And now the 2-2 pitch is swung on and ripped down the right field line, hooking foul, and it lands in the second row. And a hard hit screamer up the right side, but just a foul ball. Ripken Reyes, who is named after Cal Ripken, baseball family with his brother named Roland after the third baseman, Scott Roland. Ripken Reyes with a 2-2 pitch upcoming from Jack Leiter. Here she comes, breaking ball upstairs. And now three balls and two strikes from Jack Leiter. Man at second for the Missions trying to rebound after already scoring a run this inning on a sack fly to clear the bases, and they do not intend to be done yet. And now time is called, and Clay Williams, the home plate umpire, pointing down the first baseline, and there's a fan sitting on the edge of the first row with their legs overhanging into the field of play. And Clay Williams, a keen eye to notice that and say, yeah, you got to get your legs off of the field of play. And the young fan obliges. Now we're ready to go. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Leiter set and comes home, and it's low, ball four. Ripken Reyes draws a walk after getting behind 0-2. And Jack Leiter threw five more pitches. One of them fouled off and four of them for balls. Now Michael De La Cruz the batter with runners on first and second. Two outs, one run in for the Missions, and they lead it 4-0.
That's his first walk of the game. He's been pretty good so far with his pitch count overall. And the good thing is a lot of these pitches have been, or a lot of these at-bats, I should say, have been very quick here in this inning. Pitch count isn't very high.
First pitch to De La Cruz is fouled back. Jack Leiter's 64th offering of the day. It's been a weird inning, with two injuries or close thereof. Chris Cease left the game at the beginning of the inning. Jack Leiter was hit on a line drive but stayed in. And he continues trying to not allow any more runs after getting hit in the back. The 0-1 offering to Michael De La Cruz. He throws over to second, or looks that way. Leiter steps over the rubber and gets Pichardo back to the bag.
And to your point, Josh, this is next pitch is going to be the 17th of the inning. It feels like he's thrown at least 20 pitches
really
in this
does.
Inning.
He did throw one warm-up pitch after getting hit in the back, but that doesn't count in the pitch count. Here's the 0-1. De La Cruz whacks it high into left field and shallow. Tanalu running over the third baseman into foul grounds, and he makes the play. The inning is over. Tanalu, who came in this inning into third, makes the final out on the mound and foul ground in the bullpen. And the inning is over. One run in. And two left on. The Missions are ahead 4-0. To the fifth inning we go. Zach Bingley returns to the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Riders trailing 4-0 to the top of the fifth inning, and Nick Tanalu starts it off for Frisco. Jared Kolar back on the hill with 5 strikeouts through 4 shutout innings so far. The Rough Riders have had at least one base runner in every inning but one. They just haven't been able to take advantage of runners in scoring position. First pitch to Tanalu is off the outside corner and a bit low, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Frisco is 0-5 with runners in scoring position tonight. The wind back in the pitch. Fastball rips the upper outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-1. Also, big news coming across before today's ball game. On the trade side of things, the 1-1. Off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. The Rangers have traded with the Kansas City Royals. It involves a former Rough Rider. The wind back in the pitch. There's a ground ball to short. Reyes has a nice cherry hop, sets his feet, long throw across, and it's in time for out number one in the fifth inning. Jax Biggers to the plate. Riders trailing 4-0. Aroldis Chapman has been dealt to the Rangers from the Kansas City Royals in exchange for Cole Reagans and Ronnie Cabrera, a young outfielder in the DSL. Cole Reagans, the former Rough Rider. The pitch is at the top of the zone for a strike to Biggers, and it's 0-1 with one out and the bases clear in the fifth inning. Well, our congratulations and best of luck to Cole Reagans. The pitch is low and inside. It's 1-1. One of our favorite guys when he came through here in both 2021 and 2022. A wonderful guy to be around and a very talented pitcher as well. The pitch, a cut on and missed by Jax Biggers, and it's 1-2. And while he struggled a little bit at the beginning of his time with the Rangers, we hope that he finds success in Kansas City to run into him down the road. 1-2 on Biggers. The wind back in the pitch. Misses low, and it's 2-2. Aroldis Chapman will figure to fit into that bullpen very well for the Rangers, who are currently in action starting a series over the weekend against Houston. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and Biggers strikes out. 6th strikeout for Kolar. Dipping down to the zone with a breaking ball, and he got Biggers to swing out in front of it. His 6th K of the evening. Aaron Zavala at the top of the order steps to the plate. He's had the best success tonight offensively. Walked and singled. Left-handed batter, the right-hander fires. It's fouled away, left side, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rangers, a 3-1 lead over the Astros. Jose Altuve on the first pitch of the game, homered off of John Gray, but he's settled down since. The pitch, inside edge, a strike, and it's 0-2. Rangers scored a run on a double play ball in the first inning to tie the game, and then the two All-Stars in the fourth inning, Josh Young and Jonah Heim, hit back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the fourth inning to give Texas a 3-1 advantage. Young with his 17th and Heim with his 12th. 0-2 pitch. Eye and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Josh Young now with 17 home runs in the season in his rookie campaign before the All-Star break. The pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Didn't get the call. The entire infield flinched. And it's two balls and two strikes on Zavala with two outs and the bases clear. 4-0 San Antonio. Kolar back into his windup. The pitch. Zavala watches down low and inside. It's 3-2. Great to see the Rangers taking the lead over Houston and hopefully can take this series. Houston five games back in the American League West. Payoff pitch. Zavala check swing foul ball back to the screen. He stays alive at 3-2. Houston currently in second place in the American League West, trailing the Rangers by those five games and are half a game out of the wild card as well. 3-2. Swinging a line drive down the right side. It hooks foul. And it's still 3-2 on Zavala. If the regular season ended today in the American League, it would be Tampa Bay, Texas, and Minnesota with a losing record at 40-42. The division champions. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt for strike three. Zavala goes fishing and strikes out. It's seven strikeouts in his double-A debut for Jared Kolar. And it's the final out of the fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's San Antonio 4 and Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and...
Beg your pardon, we sent it to break and then realized that Aaron Zavala, they... looked at it and said he actually just got a piece of that and he kept going, and now he's drawn a walk and he is aboard at first base. It was not a strikeout and the inning continues. It's Aaron Zavala at first base, and Luis Angel Acuna at the plate. It's 1-0 on Acuna, and the pitch is high and it's two balls and no strikes. So it looked like Zavala had struck out. And then upon appeal, Williams was able to see, and he just got a piece of it and fouled it off at the plate. And so the inning continues. Kolar readies and fires. Breaking ball at the top of the zone, a strike, 2-1 on Acuna. The right-hander out of Greater Latrobe High School in Pennsylvania is ready from the stretch, and the 2-1 pitch to Acuna. High, and it's three balls and one strike. Same high school as Mr. Rogers and the same high school as Arnold Palmer as well. Stretch in the 3-1. Low and away, ball four. So back-to-back walks with two outs. And that brings Evan Carter to the dish. Kolar is... nearing the 90 pitch mark. 85 pitches for him, and Jeff Andrews will go chat. Andrews, the pitching coach for San Antonio. Evan Carter 0-2. There is action in the Mission's bullpen. It's Justin Lopez who's loosening down the left field line. Andrews up there for a long time. The whole infield chatting and making sure that Kolar is good to go. 4-0 Missions in the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders with two aboard. And their sixth opportunity with runners in scoring position coming up with Evan Carter at the plate. The Rough Riders have not had a hit with runners in scoring position so far in tonight's ballgame. So the clandestine mound meeting is over. And Evan Carter at the plate. Rough Riders with Zavala at second and Acuna at first. The pitch. Inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 today. He's hit in 5 straight. 5 for 9 in the series entering in, now 5 for 11. Kolar probably looking at his final batter of the evening. The pitch. Just outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Wind blowing softly in. Carter has had a wonderful time against San Antonio this year, especially here in this ballpark. The stretch and the 2-0 pitch. He takes high for ball 3-0. Carter has hit 3 home runs in this park. Overall, in 11 games head-to-head against San Antonio entering tonight, he is hitting .395 against San Antonio with 12 RBIs in 11 games. The 3-0. Inside edge, a strike, 3-1. Kolar about to deliver his 90th pitch, a season high. He fires. Ground ball up the first baseline, fair! Inside the line and down to the tarp. Zavala around 30 comes in to score. Acuna getting the wave. The throw not in time. A 2-run double for Evan Carter down the right side. And it's 4-2. Missions lead. Well, the Riders are on the board in the top of the fifth inning. He just fitted fair inside the bag down the line. And Evan Carter comes up big for the Rough Riders. Gives him 35 RBIs. And as that ball was rolling down the line, there was a fan who jumped out of the stands and started chasing it. It was a little boy. And Josh Farmer had to shoo him off the field so he could field that ball. And that's actually a break for the Rough Riders because Acuna was able to score from first. So a pitching change now for the Missions. We step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network with the Rough Riders now trailing 4-2 with a runner at second. It's 4-2, Missions out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So a two-run double for Evan Carter in the fifth inning, and it's now 4-2 Mission's out in front. The Rough Riders coming off a pitching change here. It's Justin Lopez on the mound for San Antonio in the first pitch to Thomas Ajayi. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So four runs on five hits and one error for San Antonio. The Rough Riders, two runs on four hits and no errors. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander fires in the 0-1. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2 on Sajacy. Jared Kolar is still responsible for Evan Carter at second base. And time called, Sajacy steps out. It is worth noting that Jack Leiter is probably going to pitch the fifth. In fact, he will pitch the fifth. There's nobody warming up in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Leiter, 65 pitches through four innings. 0-2 offering. Ground ball to short. Routine play for Reyes. It takes a nice hop to the belt. Throws under first base and gets a JC by a step for the final out of the fifth inning. Rough Riders score two runs, though. It comes on just one hit. No errors and one runner left on base. Two-run double, Evan Carter. Bottom of the fifth inning next. It's 4-2 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter returns to the hill in the bottom of the fifth inning. Frisco now being doubled up by the Missions 4-2 after a two-run Evan Carter double in the fifth. And Juan Fernandez starts it off against Jack. He has his sign from Scott Capers and delivers home. And low and away, all the way back to the backstop in the dirt. And it's one ball and no strikes on Fernandez, who doubled back in the third. He's 1-for-2 today and now 5-for-10 in the series. That was his 66th pitch, and Leiter reclimbs the hill. He delivers home the 1-0. Ground ball, left side, past Tanelu into left field. And Fernandez continues to be a thorn in the side of Rough Riders pitching. He's 12-for-27 now against the Rough Riders this season. Josh, can you make that calculation real quick?
Say it again.
12-for-27?
412.
444.
Ah.
Go back to school.
Dang it. Give me another one at some point.
Fernandez on at first base, and the initial pitch to Johnson. He swings and sends a drive to right center field. Hover on the run at the warning track makes the catch. Fernandez retreats back to first and bluffs a tag onto second, but stays right there. Johnson flies out to deep right field. One away, and Cole Cummings hits. 4-2 Missions. What's 4 minus 2?
4 minus 2, 2.
Okay, good. That's a two-run deficit for the Rough Riders then.
That was an easy one. You gave me a hard one, an easy one. Give me another one at some point.
You want one that's just right.
Give me another hard one. I can do it.
Cole Cummings steps in from the left side. The pitch down low and inside in the dirt skips away from Capers to his right. And Fernandez takes second on the wild pitch. So Cole Cummings is 0 for 1 today with a hit by pitch and a run scored back in the second. That was on the Kervin Pichardo three-run home run. That's the difference in this ball game right now. Leiter kicks it home. Swing and a miss and a high fastball away. And it's one ball and one strike on Cummings, who was robbed on a brilliant catch by Chris Cease down the left field line his last time up. The third baseman, who actually exited the game the next inning. And Nick Tanelu was taken over. The pitch is grounded to the right side of the infield. Hatcher's got it at first. Underhand flip to Leiter covering at first base. And it's in time for the second out. Fernandez moseys down to third. There's a runner at third with two down now in the fifth inning. It's 4-2 San Antonio. And Brandon Valenzuela stands in. Valenzuela, 2 for 2 with two doubles and two runs scored against Leiter. Left-handed batter against the right-handed thrower. Pull side shift on the infield, first toss. Curveball, just high and inside, one ball, no strikes. Left-handers have had less success on the batting average side, but better on the slugging percentage side. The pitch is popped up, sky high, behind home, capers back to the warning track, and he wants to go into the seats. A foul ball. One ball and one strike. Lefties entered into today, hitting just 184 against Leiter, as opposed to 224 for right-handed batters. But they have 6 of the 11 home runs that Jack has allowed this year. So a little bit more success on the power side from left-handed batters. 1-1 pitch. Misses high. Two balls and one strike. Leiter has done a much better job against lefties this year than last year. It was kind of the opposite, where lefties had a lot more success, but Leiter has done such a better job throwing strikes and having those competitive at-bats, especially to lefties. 2-1, breaking ball away, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Unfortunately, it's been that homer ball that's bit Jack today. He looked really good early with a ton of strikeouts. He has 5 Ks so far as we play in the fifth inning. 4 of those 5 came in the first 2 innings. He brings in the 3-1. Low for ball 4, and that's his second walk. Runners at the corners and 2 down for Justin Farmer, who's 0 for 2 tonight. And Aiden Anderson starts to loosen up for the Rough Riders in the Frisco bullpen down the right field line. John Goebel will come out of the Rough Riders dugout and go chat with Leiter. Rough Riders trailing 4-2, and this is still a deficit that is well within reach with the way the Rough Riders have been swinging the bat over the last couple weeks, but it's tough to get back into a game with the long ball like the Rough Riders had done on the road previously here in this ballpark. Rough Riders only had 4 home runs in that initial series here in San Antonio, 3 of them off the bat of Evan Carter. Yet to homer in this series so far. A quick mound visit for John Goebel. He's back to the dugout. 2 outs in the fifth inning. Runners at the corners. It's 4-2. Missions leading. Farmer climbs in from the right side. Leiter trying to answer the Rough Riders 2 runs in the top of the fifth with a 0 of his own in the bottom half. He's ready from the stretch in the first pitch. Farmer watches outside with a fastball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. The command has been a lot better today from Leiter. The pitch shuttles in high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes, especially early. Some really good stuff from Jack. It's faltered a little bit over the last couple innings. This next pitch will be number 79 for him tonight. The 2-0. Ground ball foul off the end of the bat, off the facing of the Riders' dugout down the right side. It's 2-1. Early on in this one, we saw something similar to the Jack Leiter we saw against these Missions at the end of May at home, where he threw a ton of strikes and worked ahead in the count very efficiently. The 2-1. Breaking ball fouled back into the netting, and it's two balls and two strikes now on Farmer. Leiter worked a ton of 0-2 counts in the first few innings. He had six 0-2 counts in the first two innings of the game alone. And another in the third. He's ready from the stretch here, and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Farmer. Swinging a line drive past shortstop into left center field, a base hit. And that brings Fernandez in from third. Valenzuela goes first to third, and it's a 5-2 game Missions lead. RBI single for Justin Farmer, his first career double-A hit. And the RBI knock makes it five runs against Leiter tonight for the Missions. Well, we haven't seen Jack Leiter allow this many runs in a long time. You have to go back to April 29th at Amarillo. It ties his season high for the most runs that he's allowed in a game. And he remains in the game to face Jake Perez. He's on an 0-2 pitch. He elevated his slider in the middle of the plate. Perez, right-hander in the first pitch, a slider cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Perez, a sack fly in the fourth inning. He struck out in the second. Anderson continues to loosen in the Frisco bullpen. The pitch, runner takes off, low and away in the dirt, and Capers blocks. Farmer coasts into second with a stolen base. One ball and one strike. Five runs, the most that Leiter has allowed since April 29th. The seven hits are the most he's allowed since April 18th. The pitch is high and tight. Nearly hit him, and it's one ball. Make it two balls and one strike. So a very unlike Jack Leiter start. Remember, he got last week off for a little rest and recuperation. And so he's back now. He readies, brings in the pitch home. It's low off the outside corner for ball three. It's three balls and one strike. Perez just 2 for 12 through 5 games with San Antonio. Three-one pitch. Outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. That's probably going to end the night for Jack. Yep. Carlos Cardoza exits the Rough Riders dugout, and he's going to go get Aiden Anderson. So the bases are loaded and two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Aiden Anderson will try and make sure that the damage is limited to Jack Leiter's line. It's 5-2 Missions down in front. In the bottom of the fifth inning, we step aside for a pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's.
Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aiden Anderson comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bases loaded and two outs, and Kirvin Pichardo, the batter, or Kirvin Pichardo, I should say, who had a three-run home run back in the second. First pitch on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1 to Pichardo. He singled as well back in the fourth off Jack Leiter, adding injury to insult, lining it off his back, and Leiter is now out of the game, 4 2/3 innings into his start. The 0-1. A line drive to right center field. This one towards the alley. It's down. It splits the gap all the way to the fence. It's Valenzuela in. Farmer behind him. Perez all the way in from third. Pichardo onto third base, and he slides in. He's tagged out for the final out of the inning. But three runs come in to score. It's a four-run inning for San Antonio in the fifth. And they now have an 8-2 lead over the Rough Riders. We go into the top of the sixth inning. It's San Antonio 8 and Frisco 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Eight two missions out in front of the Rough Riders in the top half of the sixth inning. Trevor Hover leads it off for Frisco. A four-run frame in the fifth for San Antonio, countering the Rough Riders' two runs they put up in the top half. Justin Lopez back on in relief. The 23-year-old looking in at Hover, the left-hander, and the right-hander issues in the first pitch. Fastball top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Hover a single back in the fourth inning to extend his hitting streak to 10 games. He's now 5-for-8 in the series so far. Lopez ready from the stretch, and the right-hander kicks in the 0-1. Breaking ball shuttles low of the zone, and it's 1-1. So Jack Leiter, his line is finalized, and not a very pretty line at that tonight. 8 runs all earned on 7 hits over 4 2/3 innings for the Riders starter. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball softly hit to the right side. Second baseman Perez has got it. Scissor steps and fires out Hover at first base. One away for Josh Hatcher in the sixth inning. Hatcher 0-for-2. It was on this day 2 years ago in 2021 that Josh Hatcher was jumping up and down with his buddies at Mississippi State. They won the College World Series. Here's the stretch of the pitch home. Low and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Beating Jack Leiter's Vanderbilt Commodores in that College World Series. 2-1. Losing in the first game in which Jack Leiter started that game and went 6 innings, allowing 2 runs with 8 strikeouts. The 1-0. Little roller out in front of home, and it rolls foul. 1-1 now on Hatcher. Hatcher played in all 3 of those games in the College World Series, all in pinch hit or defensive replacement roles. He actually entered right after Jack Leiter exited, so he never got to face him in Omaha itself. Well, did see plenty of Jack Leiter during the regular season with those two both playing in the SEC and Mississippi State and Vanderbilt. Right-hander ready from the stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball, hit on a line through the right side. A base hit for Josh Hatcher. Well, the Riders' first baseman is now hit safely in all 6 of his games he's played here in Frisco. 1-out single for Hatcher. Riders trailing 8-2, and Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. Capers 0-2. Kumar Rocker ended up picking the loss up in the final game of that College World Series. The pitch. Breaking ball away, and it's 1-0. And after winning that College World Series, he transferred to Kennesaw State. Josh Hatcher taking his leadoff first, and that's where he was drafted out of by the Rangers. The pitch. High and inside, it's 2-0. Capers a pop out and a strikeout today in his 2 trips to the plate. Wind really starting to pick up as this night progresses. Blowing in from right field, the pitch. Capers swings, breaks his bat, pops it skyward left side. The pitcher off the mound. He collides with his catcher, Valenzuela, and Lopez made the catch. He barreled over Valenzuela, and those two arguing back and forth. Valenzuela not happy with his pitcher, saying, "That's got to be my ball." And Juan Fernandez, the third baseman right there as well, ushered away Lopez from Valenzuela. Lopez made the catch. It's a pop out of the pitcher, Lopez, and there are 2 outs in the 6th inning. And here's Nick Tanelu for his 2nd trip after replacing the injured Chris Seans. Riders down 8-2 to San Antonio. Right-hander readies and fires. High, and it's 1-0 to Tanny. That's the 2nd collision we've seen so far in this game. 1 from the Rough Riders and now 1 from San Antonio players with some friendly fire. Hatcher leads from first with 2 outs. The 1-0. Breaking ball just shuttles low, and it's 2-0. The sun's starting to set. A beautiful moon up above us beyond right center field. Lights are taking effect. 2-0 toss to Tanelu. Swinging a fly ball to left center field. Johnson running back. He's just shy of the warning track. Curls under it to make the catch. And the side comes to a close. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded for the Rough Riders in the 6th inning. Bottom of the 6th coming up. It's San Antonio 8 and Frisco 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aiden Anderson returns to the hill for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning. Frisco now trailing 8-2. Jack Leiter done in his start after 4 2/3 innings. Anderson came in and threw just two pitches to Kervin Pichardo. First pitch to Ripken Reyes. Rides on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. A three-run double for Pichardo to right center. He was thrown out trying to advance it to a triple to end the inning. The 0-1 pitch. A line drive to left center. Zavala racing after it. He settles there in the alley and makes the grab. One out for Michael De La Cruz. So Leiter's final line, 8 runs all earned on 7 hits, 4 2/3 innings, 5 strikeouts to 3 walks for the Rough Riders starter. De La Cruz 0 for 3 today. Anderson stretches and fires home. On the outside corner, a strike and it's 0-1. Pichardo now 6 RBIs on the night. He's 3 for 3. What a day from the 9 hole, huh? Triple away from the cycle. 0-1. High and inside, and it's 1-1. We talked about this day in baseball history back in 2021. How about this day in baseball history back in 1901?
It's a little farther back.
What's the math there? The 1-1. There's a line drive to deep left field. Zavala racing back, still going, and he can't make the catch. It's over his head. At the warning track, he stops, fires back in. De La Cruz dives in head first with a double. A one-out extra base hit for San Antonio in the sixth inning. Rough Riders trailing 8-2, and Juan Fernandez steps in, who's 2-for-3 today.
120, to answer your question.
Okay, yeah, good.
Give me another one later on. Keep beating me.
Keep going. The Josh's boy, Pete Dowling.
Yeah.
Of the Cleveland Spiders. Here's the stretch in the pitch. A line drive to right field, right at Trevor Hover. It's down in front of him for a base hit. De La Cruz had to hold up. He stops at third. The runners at the corners now. With one out in the sixth inning, 8-2 Mission's lead. He threw the first no-hitter in American League history on this date in 1901. Except the funny thing was hardly anyone noticed that it happened. So what happened was most game reports credit him with a one-hitter on a single in the seventh inning. But later the official score changed it to an error. But a lot of the publications had already gone public. Remember, this was 1901. The pitch. Low and outside to Daniel Johnson. And it's 1-0. So it's not like you could, you know, call someone up really quickly and be like, hey, your newspaper's wrong.
Their Twitter page was down.
Yeah.
Good. Followers.
No smartphones back then.
Oh.
The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside. And it's 1-1.
Use it on my desktop, though, sometimes.
Okay, so that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think the computer was invented back then either.
Oh, good point.
Yep.
That's another reason. 1901.
So there was only one publication, and that was Milwaukee's paper, that gave him credit for a no-hitter. The pitch misses inside. It's 2-1 on Johnson. And so no one knew about it until it was rediscovered later in the 21st century.
Why so long?
They were going back newspapers and going back into the archives and say, hey, this is a no-hitter. No one knew about it. 2-1 pitch. In the air, down the left side. Foul territory. Tanalu giving it a look, and it's foul into the seats.
And you'd think that even just the next day, sure, you can't correct it that day, but then the next day's article, well, actually, a scoring change. There's a no-hitter. But then again, if it was the first one in American League history, there's not the same, you know, luster about no-hitter at that point, since it wasn't a thing. Yeah, it was the first one.
Yeah, 1901, people didn't realize how impressive that was, right? The pitch home to Johnson. He swings, grounds it hard off Hatcher's glove. Kicks to the second baseman, Biggers. He fields, fires onto first, and retires Johnson. A run comes in to score on the play. De La Cruz crosses home. And it's now a 9-2 Mission. So it's an RBI for Daniel Johnson on a 1-4, or bigger pardon, a 3-4-1. Let's try it again. 3-4-3.
Ground out. Goodness
gracious. And there are two outs now in the sixth inning, and Cole Cummings steps to the plate. Still thinking about 1901. First pitch, he swings and misses on a good slider down low and inside. It's 0-1. 9-2 Missions in this bottom of the sixth inning. It's crazy how much the game of baseball has changed and the coverage of it, along with how media has changed. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another good slider inside, 0-2. How the evolution of media has impacted baseball more than any other sport, because baseball goes back the furthest in American history. Baseball has been around here in San Antonio since 1880. The 0-2. Swinging a fly ball. Foul left side. And it's still 0-2. It's pretty crazy when you think about it. There are a bunch of pictures in the press box here at the Wolf. There's a picture of the 1898 San Antonio Broncos, and they had a team raccoon that's also in the team picture.
Oh, my gosh.
The 0-2. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and two strikes.
I'll stick with Brooks, our team dog.
Yeah.
I'm not a big raccoon fan.
I'm sure there are plenty of raccoons you can find around here. One-two offering. Slider grounded foul right side. And it's still one ball and two strikes.
What would a team raccoon even do?
I mean, maybe they had it fetch the bat.
No way. Get out of here. That would be great GoPro footage. Put it on the back of the raccoon.
I don't think they had GoPros back in 1898, John.
Another good point. You are on fire with these technological points here.
The 1-2. In the air, down the left side, over Tanalu's head into shallow left, a single. And Cummings drives in Fernandez, and it's more than a single. He rolls into second with a double, and it's now 10-2 San Antonio. RBI double, Cole Cummings fisting it down the left field line just over Tanalu at third. Second run in the frame. It's 10-2 Missions.
I'll tell you what a team raccoon would do, though. If you have a benches clearing brawl and one of the players comes out with a raccoon in his arms,
that's
a fight-winning enterprise right there.
The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. But it's like if you were the old thing where it's like, would you have a T-Rex on your side in a fight? No, because the T-Rex can't tell who's on his side and who's not. I don't think the raccoon would be able to tell either.
No, you've trained him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. I guess if he's fetching bats, he can go do your fights for you.
He is a domesticated raccoon in this case, but with a taste for meat, but only of the other team.
I imagine if we did that with Brooks, they've gotten a brawl, and you sent Brooks out.
He goes and bites another player? No.
He would never.
He wouldn't hurt a fly.
I've never seen Brooks even show any animosity towards a single person unless he was going for their hot dog in their hand.
Yes. Indifference, maybe, if you don't have food, but not anger. He's a good dog.
Of course. 0-2 on Valenzuela with two outs and a runner at second, two runs in. Anderson delivered. Sliders swinging a miss for strike three, and the inning comes to a close in the sixth. Two runs across, though, on three base hits, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the top of the seventh inning. It's 10-2 Missions leading. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, we head on to the seventh inning here in San Antonio. The Missions lead it by a score of 10-2 over the Frisco Rough Riders here in this ballgame. First batter of the inning will be Jax Biggers, left-hand hitter. And he'll be followed by Aaron Zavala and Luis Angel Acuna. First pitch to Jax Biggers is swung on and missed. Justin Lopez still on the mound. 10-2 San Antonio. Just five hits so far for the Rough Riders in this ballgame. Six hits last night. They actually out-hit San Antonio yesterday evening, but lost the game by one. 0-1 offering, and it's down and in. Ball one to Jax Biggers, looking for his first hit today. Got the day off yesterday and went 1-for-4 in the series opener Wednesday with a double. A weird series that starts on a Wednesday. That goes through Monday. Ripken Reyes, the shortstop, walks towards the mound and is indicating towards the umpire, Clay Williams, that something's going on behind the mound. I think they're talking about the fans.
It's behind home plate. I think someone's shining a light. Oh, from behind home plate.
Affecting the pitcher, which at the home crowd, surprising that they would affect their own pitcher. And if it's a San Antonio fan, that is. Ripken Reyes, who is playing near the bag at second base, noticing it and stopped the game to point into the stands and say there's something going on back there. Apparently we're all good to go. One ball, one strike to Jax Biggers. Leadoff man in the seventh inning. Lopez set, and the righty deals home. Fastball swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. The Rough Riders with two runs on five hits, no errors. And the Missions with 10 runs, 11 base hits, and a single error on the evening. Top seven here in San Antonio. Biggers trying to protect with two strikes. The offering is swung on and looped to left center field. A blooper with Johnson running in, and he makes the running catch into the left center alley, robbing Jax Biggers of a base hit. And there's one away in the seventh.
That was great closing speed by Johnson. It looked off the bat that was going to fall in, but he just kept on running, and he ended up just gliding underneath it. Pretty easy for him. He's got great speed.
Johnson making the basket catch near his hip as he sprinted through it. One away. Aaron Zavala, the leadoff man tonight, has drawn two walks and singled today. Really good evening for the former Oregon Duck. First pitch, a slider down and ball one. He was 0-for-9 in the series coming in, and they put him in the lineup, the top of the lineup for the first time. You might say, why start off the lineup with a guy who'd been struggling a little bit, hitting 192 this season? But he's paid off. 1-0 pitch is outside, ball two. And a big part of it, especially in the minor leagues, you're developing guys not just what they have done, but what they can do and will do. A lot of confidence in this coaching staff and Aaron Zavala. And a good night so far. The 2-0 offering from Lopez is a swing and a miss. Fastball behind the barrel of Zavala. Two balls and a strike to Aaron. He's now drawn 27 walks this season. It's aboard a lot. And 19 just this month to lead the team. Final day of June. 2-1 pitch is on the inside half for a strike. A cloudless evening with the moon overhead. So 91 degrees here as we've reached the 9 o'clock hour. Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Zavala steps out. One out, nobody on. 10-2 San Antonio in front. First lopsided game in the series. Frisco winning by 2 runs on Wednesday and then losing by 1 run yesterday. The 2-2 pitch from Lopez is swung on, fouled right back. It was a very close game yesterday. Both teams with 2 hits with runners in scoring position. Both teams starting pitcher went through the 5th inning with 3 hits or less. Both teams stranding about the same number of base runners. Frisco left 9 and San Antonio left 8. And that kind of was the difference. Frisco left 1 more and they left the tying run at 3rd in the 9th inning. The 2-2 pitch. Zavala swings and hits it to the same spot, right in the netting behind home. 2-2 the count to Aaron Zavala in the top half of the 7th inning. Frisco had also left runners at 2nd and 3rd. In the 8th inning and the 6th inning yesterday. Today they've stranded 6. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch again from Lopez. Breaking ball just misses away. And Zavala now has a full count. He was at the plate in the 5th inning. 2 outs, nobody on. He had an 0-2 count, and the inning seemed sure to be over. And Frisco went on to score 2 runs that inning. He started the 2-out rally with a walk. Here's the 3-2, breaking ball outside. He does it again. 3 walks tonight for Aaron Zavala, his 20th of the month here in June. And he's aboard with 1 away. Brings up Luis Angel Acuna, who followed Zavala's walk with a base on balls of his own in the 5th inning, and they both scored on Evan Carter's 2-out double. Those are the only runs the Rough Riders have tonight. They do trail it by 8. The opening pitch to Acuna is outside in ball 1. Frisco's run differential on the season sitting at -1 just early in the second half this year. It was even until last night and lost by 1 run. The second pitch to Acuna, he takes to even the count 1-1. Frisco at the midway point was just 1 run behind Midland for the best run differential in the division. And those were the 2 last-place teams in the league, were the 2 best teams in terms of runs differential. Runner goes in the 1-1. The pitch is low. Diving in, Zavala has tagged on the hit, but he's safe. The bang-bang play was Zavala going headlong into second. And the second baseman, Perez, had a pretty good tag right in Zavala's left hip, right as he was touching second. And he is safe. His 5th steal of the season on 7 attempts. Zavala into scoring position for Acuna. Now has a 2-1 count. 1 away in the inning. Frisco trying to mount a rally here. Down big, 10-2. The pitch to Acuna is hit towards right field. A blooper dropping in front of Farmer. He gets there, falls down, and makes the catch. Held onto it as he stopped his feet and slipped, and he made the grab, securing the ball in right field for 2 down.
He lost it in the lights. Was directly in the lights, and you could see falling down very sure, as you might see with a guy losing into the sun, but there's no sun. It's 9:12 at night, and he's right in the lights.
And 2 down, and Evan Carter is next. 1-for-3 in the evening with that 2 RBI double, the most recent score and the only score tonight for Frisco. The first pitch to him is down and in for a ball. 10-2 San Antonio in the top of the 7th. Speaking of Aaron Zavala's walks, we finally say goodbye to Dustin Harris's lead in the Texas League in walks. Even though Harris has been up at the AAA level for almost 2 weeks, he was leading the league in walks still. A 1-0 pitch right down the middle to even the count at 1-1. It ended last night, finally got overtaken in that category. He got called up June 18th away from Frisco, and he still was in first place almost through the rest of the month. For Dustin Harris. Good to see him at the AAA level, though. The 1-1. Carter watches again down the middle. Strike 2. And in good fashion, Harris in his very first game up with Round Rock walked twice, as he had been all season long with Frisco. And homered and doubled in that game as well. And a good start with Round Rock for the former former Oakland Athletic farmhand and now with the Rangers the last few years. And Harris hitting well with the Express. Here's Evan Carter at the plate. Two strikes, two outs, a man at second for the Rough Riders. Lopez comes home, and a breaking ball hit on the ground towards short. Through the legs of the umpire, and it bounces off the glove of Reyes. Zavala around from second. He gets the wave into home, and he scores. Reyes affected by the umpire there. It was Casey James, the umpire. And it's called a base hit. As Ripken Reyes was in perfect positioning, but a hard hit ball, and it went between the legs of Casey James, who jumped over it and kind of spread his legs a little bit just to avoid the batted ball by Evan Carter. He'll get credit for an RBI, his third of the evening on a single off the glove of the shortstop, Ripken Reyes. It's now 10-3 San Antonio and a mound visit for Justin Lopez with Thomas Ajayi the next batter for Frisco. Top half of the seventh, and the Rough Riders come back for a run. Carter with all three of the Rough Riders' ribbies tonight. And up to his seventh hit of the series. He's 7-for-13.
It's also a Rough Riders' best five consecutive games with multiple hits for Evan Carter.
Wow. Good stretch for Carter coming off the IL, and he has been torrid ever since. Short leadoff from first. The pitch to JC, a foul tip into the glove. And 0-1 to the designated hitter. So JC with a team leading batting average of 308 this season, but he is hitless in his three ABs tonight. Outfield plays him fairly deep, especially in right field. The pitch swung on and hit to right field, but foul. Tails over the seats and lands in the concourse here at the Wolf. We'll play again tomorrow, 7:05, the first pitch here from San Antonio. Game four of the series on a Saturday. Nick Krauf, Jackson Wolf, the two starters for the Rough Riders and Missions, respectively. 0-2 the count to Sajasi. Lopez's pitch inside. He started to swing, and he did go around. And Sajasi strikes out on three pitches, and the inning is over. Evan Carter gets another two-out RBI, his third ribby of the day. But Frisco's three runs are small compared to San Antonio's 10 on the evening. Time to stretch for the Wolf. Bottom of the seventh coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders retake the field in the bottom of the seventh inning in San Antonio. Trailing this ball game by a score of 10-3. The series split at one win apiece between the Missions and the Rough Riders. Tristan Colley enters out of the bullpen for Frisco. The southpaw out of Indiana State University steps in for his 17th appearance of the season with the Rough Riders, an ERA of 4.68. His first pitch to Justin Farmer is swung on, fouled back on a fastball. It's 0-1 to the 24-year-old Farmer, the right fielder out of Florida International. So Polly with 25 innings this season, 22 strikeouts. Also 8 innings registered at the AAA level with the Express. The 0-1 pitch from Pauly is swung on again, and this one a foul tip, strike two. And two good pitches from Tristan Pauly. Coming off two innings against Springfield 6 days ago, he did not allow a run and struck out three of the eight batters that he faced. His first appearance here in this series against the Missions. The two-strike pitch to Justin Farmer. Is swung on and missed. Off speed, got it by him. And he strikes out the first man he sees on three pitches. Tristan Pauly followed up Aiden Anderson, who struck out the last man he saw. Anderson, however, was charged for two runs in his appearance, one in the third innings and four hits. And Tristan Pauly, the second man out of the bullpen, in replacement of Jack Leiter, who got into the fifth inning this evening in San Antonio. Next pitch to Jake Perez on the outside corner for a strike. Makes it 0-1 from Tristan Pauly. One out, nobody on for the Missions. They lead it 10-3 in the seventh inning. Pauly kicks and comes home, and a changeup swung on and whiffed again. Pauly has thrown five pitches, all for strikes. Nick Tanelu at third. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop. Jax Biggers at second, and Josh Hatcher, the first baseman. That's the infield from left to right. The 0-2 pitch. Pauly gets a breaking ball swung on towards Tanelu, and the third baseman fields in foul territory. Tanelu came in partway through this ball game. Back in the fourth inning, came in defensively for Chris Cease. It's good to have versatility from the Rough Riders defensively. Jax Biggers can play second and third, or any position really, but primarily there. Luis Angel Acuna plays either middle infield positions and has played some center. Nick Tanelu mostly goes corner infield, but he'll play some second base as well. Josh Hatcher, the first baseman, also plays some corner outfield as Jake Perez needs a new bat. So all four infielders are able to play multiple positions. Yeah. Tristan Pauly comes set for the 0-2 offering with one away. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. Got it by Jake Perez. He strikes out the first two batters he faces, mixing in off speed. And there's two down here in the seventh. Those infielders don't need to field anything so far in the seventh inning. 10-3 San Antonio, and Kervin Pichardo the batter. Frisco's been really good defensively in the infield. Luis Angel Acuna, the defensive player of the month in the Rangers minor league system back in April. First pitch to Pichardo, a tapper in front of the plate. Pauly comes off the mound and throws to first in time on the first pitch. So two quick strikeouts and then a first pitch ground out and a 1-2-3 frame for Tristan Pauly. And we're done with the seventh inning. 10-3 San Antonio to the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888 somewhere with them. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, Trevor Hauber will lead off for the Frisco Rough Riders in the eighth inning, followed by Josh Hatcher and Scott Capers. With San Antonio leading this ball game, 10-3 is the score. It's James Burke, the new pitcher for the San Antonio Missions in the top half of the eighth. Glover hitting from the left side against the right-hand pitcher, James Burke. Righty comes set to his battery mate, Brandon Valenzuela. And his first pitch to Hover is high and outside. At a University of Michigan, drafted in the 14th round back in 2014 by the Nationals. Made 7 appearances in the major league level. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Hover. And it's down and in for a ball. Both his alma mater and Trevor Hover's alma mater have something in common. Michigan and Arizona State. Tracy Smith was the head coach first at ASU and now at Michigan. Hover played for Tracy Smith in his career in Tempe. A 2-0 pitch, a whack to right field. Fairly well hit. Farmer running over to the gap, and he makes a grab on the run into right center field to put away Hover. And the leadoff man is away in the eighth. Josh Hatcher is next, the first baseman, 1-for-3 in the evening. San Antonio leads this ballgame by a mark of 10-3. Scott Capers will follow Hatcher here in the eighth inning. And then it'll be Tanalu and Biggers to follow if a couple of those guys get aboard. First pitch from Burke to Hatcher is down and in on a curveball, and ball one. A defensive versatility from the Frisco Rough Riders, I was mentioning, in true Placido Polanco fashion, playing all over the infield. There's several guys, the Rough Riders, who can do that. Next pitch in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Looks like Michael Brewer loosening in the Frisco bullpen for the ninth inning, or bottom of the eighth, I should say. Burke comes set out of the stretch with the bases empty. His pitch is down and in again. A check swing, and he did go around. I thought Hatcher had held back, but it's called strike two.
Is there a name that rolls off the tongue better than Placido Polanco?
Only a couple. Coco Crisp wins, but Polanco is a close second.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's top five, or top two. Great name. What? 1-2 the count to Josh Hatcher. He swings and misses. And strike three to Hatch. Scott Capers is next. 2 outs, bases empty. I mean, Coco Crisp, you can't beat it. That's a great baseball name.
It's a great name. I don't think it rolls off the tongue as well.
How does it not roll off the tongue? Alliteration, double syllable, Coco.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
It sounds like a cereal.
Yeah, you can't do better than Coco Crisp. Scott Capers steps in against James Burke. Righty-righty matchup now. His first pitch, a fastball, clips the zone, and strike one.
And I looked it up because we were talking about this earlier. It's Placido Polanco.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Sure. The next pitch misses, and it's 1-1.
Oh, no, it's Placido Polanco.
I mean, yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
I've heard it multiple ways.
Really good career for Polanco.
Oh, great. 1-1 pitch, a little bit high. I feel like, and this is a stretch, but Jax Biggers is my comp. Polanco is my comp. Not a huge home run hitter, but very defensively versatile. Good arm.
I mean, he had a 42 WAR over the course of his career. If Jax Biggers could do that.
I said it was a stretch. The mold of the
player.
That'd
be incredible.
The 2-1 is lifted into shallow center. Johnson has a long run in. The center fielder won't get there. The right fielder coming in. Farmer dropped it on the slide. And a base hit for Scott Capers to extend the eighth inning. And a high pop fly to shallow right center. It was Farmer coming in, sliding in feet first. After he lost a ball in the lights last inning. Last inning. And this time, he saw it the whole way, but unable to grab it as he was sliding in. It brings up Nick Tanalu to continue the eighth inning.
And I don't mean to say Jax Biggers is not going to go on to have a 42 WAR career.
He could.
But Polanco, a 2-time All-Star, 2 gold gloves, silver slugger. It's a great career.
The first pitch to Tanalu is in there for a strike. But a contact hitter. I mean, his batting average was good over the course of his career. 297 is career average. But in terms of his power, he was technically a below-average hitter, OPS-wise. The 0-1 offering to Nick Tanalu. Is a strike, it's 0-2. I didn't expect to talk about Placido Polanco today, but I always like him.
Here's some trivia for you. What team did he make the World Series with?
It was either the Phillies or Tigers. I think Phillies. I could be wrong. It's the Tigers.
It was the Tigers. Do you know what year?
2006.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Fernando Rodney, I think. Well, maybe no. The 0-2. Swing and a miss from Tanalu, and the inning is over.
Was Fernando Rodney on that team?
No. Let's see.
You look it up.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. I don't know much in this world, but I know Fernando Rodney was on the 2006 Detroit Tigers team. That's one of the few things I know. One hit, one left on for the Frisco Rough Riders, and no score in the top of the eighth. 10-3 San Antonio in the bottom of the eighth of the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Matt Watley had a home run last night with a AAA Round Rock Express. Now the Frisco Rough Riders could use some home runs in this ball game. Into the bottom of the eighth inning, Frisco trails 10-3 by that score. Bottom of the eighth, Michael Brewer comes in to face Ripken Reyes. His first pitch is swung on and fouled back.
Matt Watley went 4-for-4 yesterday.
Holy cow, yeah. With a home run, right?
Yeah, with a homer.
I think it was his first of the year.
Was it? Okay.
No better time to get it.
Yeah,
last night
in a very offensive ballpark in Las Vegas.
Yeah, one pitch is high, one ball and one strike. Bottom of the eighth inning, San Antonio leading by 7. Brewer comes set, the native of Hillsboro, Missouri. Right-hander comes home, and a fastball whacked on the ground. Two hops, Biggers fields, sidearms to first, and the second baseman makes the play to put away Ripken Reyes. One out in the eighth inning.
Made that look so easy.
It really did.
It was an easy ground ball to the left side, and normally you'd see most second basemen stop and set their feet and throw. Instead, all in one motion, he just kind of shoveled it onto first base, and Hatcher wasn't even looking yet. It was like leading a wide receiver before he turned in his break, and he turned around, saw the ball was in the air, and made the catch for the out.
Quarterbacking this defense. First pitch to De La Cruz is high. Michael De La Cruz 1-for-4 tonight. I mentioned Luis Angel Acuna was the defensive player of the month in April in the Rangers minor league system. Biggers was the awardee in May. A 1-0 pitch, a late swing, and it's 1-1 to De La Cruz. I don't know who will win it in June if it is a Frisco player, some player in the minor league system for the Rangers, but there's some good choices. I'm curious your opinion, Zach Bigley. 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball top of the zone for a strike.
Who I think would win
it? Saying you? I thought you were saying you had an opinion.
Yeah, I had an opportunity, I feel like.
Okay, you could play a good left field.
Not really.
Okay. I believe in you. The 1-2 offering from Michael Brewer is inside, backs away De La Cruz from the plate. There's some really good defenders on this team. Evan Carter, the gold glover from a year ago in the minor leagues at center field.
He hasn't played this month, though.
It's a good ball. Yeah, I don't think he'll win the award. I'm just saying he's good. 2-2 pitch is fisted foul behind home. Two balls, two strikes from Michael Brewer.
I think it's tough because, you know, do you award Acuna or Biggers a second award this month?
I say give it to them, even though there might be other guys who are nearby. But if they deserve it, give them to a couple times. 2-2 pitch is swung on, a grounder through the hole left side. And a base hit into left field for Michael De La Cruz, protecting with two strikes. And he gets a one-out single to bring up Juan Fernandez.
That's the really tough thing, is we don't have access to video at the two lower levels, the
Downey's Wood Ducks and the Hickory Crawdads don't have MILB TV, so we can't watch those players. And then also, we're pretty busy with the guys here, so we're pretty biased.
Yeah.
But we can definitely concur. The first two winners, very good defensively.
Good choices. 10-3 San Antonio, breaking ball upstairs from Michael Brewer. Bottom of the eighth inning in San Antonio. They're looking to take a series lead at their home ballpark. Put together a little two-game win streak over the Rough Riders. A 1-0 offering from Brewer, a fastball just up and in. And 2-0 the count from Brewer. Man at first is De La Cruz for the Missions. With one out in the bottom of the eighth. Michael Brewer with his back to first base, comes set. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled back. What was on this date? Eric Young, the second baseman with Colorado, broke an MLB record, tied it in a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Six stolen bases and a 16-15 win over Los Angeles. How about that? Pitch from Brewer is outside.
Real pitcher's duel.
Yeah. I feel bad for Hideo Nomo in that game. There were nine stolen bases while he was the pitcher in one game. Three balls and one strike from Michael Brewer with one out. He kicks and comes home, and a fastball low for ball four. And Fernandez is aboard with a walk. Two on for the Missions with one out. Daniel Johnson is next, leading 10-3 over the Rough Riders.
Yikes. That's a lot of steals.
That's a lot of steals. He stole three, Eric Young did, in one inning. Stole second, stole third, stole home in the same frame.
That's a mass robbery.
Yeah, should get arrested. A game that totaled 38 hits in one contest. What you? Why are you laughing? What you laughing about? Michael Brewer steps off in the bottom of the eighth inning. I'm not that funny.
It's a new rule. If you steal more than four bags in a game, you get physically taken off the field and arrested.
A strike on a breaking ball, it's 0-1. I mean, that would help pitchers. They would like that.
Yeah.
Six stolen bases in one game for Eric Young. Mike Piazza hit a home run in that game. It was a wild game. 31 runs in the same contest. 10 home runs. The Dodgers had back-to-back-to-back home runs on three pitches, and Mike Piazza had the first of them. He's a former San Antonio Mission, by the way. He did play for the Padres. He came up with the Dodgers. The Missions used to be a Dodgers affiliate. He came up with L.A., played for the Missions back in 1992 here in San Antonio. 0-1 the count from Daniel Johnson. A pitch to Johnson, swung on, fouled right back. He played for the Missions in 92, just 31 games for San Antonio, hit .377, and then debuted with the Dodgers later that season. 23 years old. First of 16 years in the big leagues for Mike Piazza. Talked about some good MLB names tonight. Placido Polanco, Mike Piazza, Fernando Rodney. It's been a good night. Here's the 0-2 to Johnson, himself a big leaguer. It's outside in ball one. He came up with the Cleveland organization. Well, came up with Washington. Debuted with Cleveland. Did Daniel Johnson, who's at the plate. Michael Brewer comes set with one out and two on for the Missions. His pitch home is swung on and missed. Strike three from Michael Brewer. He punches out Daniel Johnson for the second out of the eighth inning. Cole Cummings is next with two aboard for the Missions. They lead at 10-3.
Mike Piazza is the lowest draft pick in the history of baseball to be in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
62nd round draft pick. He was actually drafted as a favor because his family knew Tommy Lasorda, the manager for the Dodgers.
Wow. First pitch grounded over Brewer. Acuna fields behind the bag. He runs it back to second for the unassisted fielder's choice, and that's the inning. And no runs off of Michael Brewer. One hit, two left on, no errors. And we are through eight innings from San Antonio. In San Antonio 10, Frisco 3. Zach Bigley closes it out in the ninth inning after this
on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
We're at the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trailing the Missions 10-3 in Game 3 of this six-game series. Jax Biggers, Aaron Zavala, Luis Angel Acuña due up for Frisco. The Rough Riders looking to mount a little bit of offense here in the ninth inning and trying to attempt to come back, though a steep hill to climb. It's Jason Blanchard on the hill for San Antonio. Left-hander against left-hander in the first pitch. Biggers cuts and misses. It's 0-1. Jason Blanchard, a 6.57 earned run average this year. Left-hander from the first base side of the rubber, 26 years old out of Austin, Texas. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 0-2. Went to Lamar for college, was drafted by the Padres in 2019 in the ninth round. Making his 12th appearance for San Antonio this year. 18 strikeouts and 12 and a third innings. Stretch in the left-hander is 0-2. Biggers swings, dinks it back to the hill. Blanchard's got it, spins, fires onto first, and retires Biggers for the first down of the ninth inning. Aaron Zavala to the plate for the Rough Riders. He has yet to be retired in his return to the leadoff spot. Making his eighth appearance in the leadoff spot for the Rough Riders on the season. He's singled and walked three times. He's scored two runs and stolen a base. Stretching the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Despite just hitting .198, Zavala has an on-base percentage of .356, which is above league average, despite having a batting average below .200. It's been an incredible on-base season already for Zavala. The 0-1. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. Game 4 of the series will be tomorrow. Kind of funny to see Game 4 on a Saturday. Usually that's Game 5. Nick Kraut takes the ball for the Rough Riders. 1-1 toss from Blanchard. Rip and a miss from Zavala, and it's 1-2. One out of the ninth. Bases clear. Riders trail by 7. Krauth 1-4, a 6.69 ERA. He'll be opposed by Jackson Wolf, who's the league leader in strikeouts before today. He had 82, and now Jack Leiter has jumped over the top of him with 85. And Wolf 6-7 with a 3.90 ERA. 1-2 toss. Low, and it's two balls and two strikes to Zavala. That game at 7:05. It's the last 7:05 first pitch game in the series. We'll play 7:05 and then 6:05 and 6:05 in the last two. 2-2. Fouled away left side. It's still two balls, two strikes.
Left-hander ready from the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch to Zavala. Swing, and a man has struck him out. Blew it by him with a fastball, and he retires Zavala for the first time in tonight's game. And Luis Angel Acuña makes his way in. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. Rough Riders shortstop is the last chance for the Rough Riders with Frisco trailing 10-3. First pitch. Acuña watches at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. And 10 runs on 12 hits and one error for the Missions. Stretch in the 0-1 pitch to Acuña. He swings, grounds it foul at the plate, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders, 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors tonight. This would be a loss in consecutive games for the Rough Riders after starting the second half with a win on Wednesday. Acuña back in from the right side. Left-hander, the 0-2 pitch. Check swing and a high fastball. He went around for strike 3, and that's the ball game. Riders fall 10-3 in game 3 of this 6-game series. And Frisco falls to 1-2 in the second half and 32-39 overall on the season. Once again, our final score, Missions 10, Rough Riders 3. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, San Antonio took the first lead and never gave it up. 3 runs in the second inning for the Missions, and that would be just about all the runs they would need. Frisco scrapped for 3 runs over the course of the rest of the ball game, but the Missions win this contest 10-3, the final score. A 3-run home run with 2 outs in the second inning off Jack Leiter. That turned out to be the big turning point. Leiter had struck out 2 guys in a row and then allowed the 3-run home run by Kervin Pichardo to left field. San Antonio led the rest of the way. 10-3 the final score on 12 hits, 1 error, and Frisco with 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. Frisco loses 2 in a row, but they are still 1 win away from tying this series up, having won on Wednesday and then lost yesterday and today. Frisco now 19-20 on the road. They'll try to even up that record tomorrow as well when we play again at 7:05 with Nick Krauth taking the ball for the Frisco Rough Riders. Good day for Aaron Zavala. He scored twice, got a base hit. He walked on 3 occasions and went 1-for-2 in this contest. As the leadoff man, that's what he's trying to do, get on base a lot and score, which he did twice. 2 out of the 3 runs scored tonight were by Aaron Zavala. All 3 RBIs were taken by one player. Evan Carter hogs the ribbies, all with 2 outs. He went 2-for-4 with a 2-out RBI in the fifth inning. A two RBI base knock, a double for Evan Carter up the right field line. And he got into second for the base hit, scoring both Zavala and Acuna had both walked with two outs in the fifth inning. And that brought the game a little closer, but San Antonio scored four runs the next inning. Evan Carter did get another RBI in the seventh inning on a base hit to score Aaron Zavala, who had just stolen second base. But by that point, Frisco is down by a score of 10-2. So it just made the final score a little closer. And Frisco drops it 10-3 in this ballgame. Zavala and Acuna with base hits. Carter had the two. Trevor Hover continues his good streak. 10-game hit streak now for Trevor Hover, going 1-for-4. Josh Hatcher with a base hit, as did Scott Capers in this contest. A quick look around the Texas League before we sign off here this evening. And we'll also take a look at the Rangers' scores as well. Most of the games are over now, or in that fashion near the end. In the ninth inning, Midland leads Corpus Christi 8-3. Arkansas defeats Springfield 2-1. In extra innings, Amarillo and Tulsa tied 4-4 in the 10th. And a 5-4 lead for Wichita halfway through the ninth inning over Northwest Arkansas. The Round Rock Express leading Las Vegas 3-1, just the third inning back in Nevada. Down East beats Carolina 11-0 at the single A level. And the Hickory Crawdads victorious over Greensboro 5-2 at the high A level here in the Rangers organization. The Rangers starting a new series here tonight against the Houston Astros. Got ahead but end up losing 5-3 over Houston, scoring three runs in the sixth inning. And so the Astros take game one of that series, and Texas still shy of its 50th win of the season, 49-33, but still four games ahead of the Astros in the division. Well, that'll do it for us here on a Friday night, halfway through this series now in San Antonio. Join us tomorrow at 6:50 for the pregame show and 7:05 for the first pitch. For Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, I'm Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow evening, 10-3. The Missions win it here on this Friday. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody. Go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!